Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, January 23rd, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that says special interests that back a proposed constitutional amendment to prevent state policymakers from raiding the transportation fund contributed more than $5 million to legislators' campaigns between 2010 and mid-2012. Road builders, construction, transportation, manufacturing, and real estate interests were among nine special interest groups that support the proposed amendment, which is likely to be voted on by the legislature in the coming weeks. If approved by the legislature, it will go to voters in a statewide referendum in November 2014. With us to talk about the proposal is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, talk a little bit about the transportation fund. Where does the money come from? What does it pay for? And why are a bunch of special interests backing this proposal?
Well, the transportation fund is a dedicated fund to pay for transportation programs, and particularly to pour concrete. This is the money that's used to build roads and take care of roads throughout our state. The money comes from the gas tax that we all pay when we pump gasoline, and also from various fees that vehicle users pay, registration fees, for example. What these interests are after is really constitutional protection of this fund. Now, there are an awful lot of groups that have an awful lot of programs that they would love to have protection built into the Constitution for, but that doesn't happen. But here you've got these interests that want to build into our Constitution special protection for the transportation fund. That's really an extraordinary step that would be taken by our state, and it so happens that these are some of the most generous campaign contributors. These interest groups pour huge amounts of money just since this proposal's been under consideration. Over $5 million has flowed to state legislators. Almost $11 million has flowed to the governor from these various special interests with a stake in trying to get this constitutional protection.
Can you identify some of the legislators who got the most campaign contributions from these special interests? And what's Governor Walker's role in this?
As far as the legislators, you know, these interests sent money to those who are currently in positions of power in our legislature. The money really flowed to power. It led to those who lead our legislature. You got people like Alberta Darling right at the top of the list. She's been in a position as a key person on the budget writing committee in the legislature. She's a veteran Republican senator, has long been in a position to influence budget policy in the state. A lot of money flowed to the committee to elect a Republican Senate. Then you've got top leaders like Scott Fitzgerald got a lot of money. The Republican Assembly Campaign Committee. Really you look at the top recipients and it tends to be people like the Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and other key lawmakers who are in a position to set the agenda in the legislature and to get items ushered through the legislature. So the money really flowed to power. And of course, one of the key players in all of this is Governor Walker. And as I mentioned, just since this proposal has been under consideration, almost $11 million has flowed to the governor. Now, he formally criticized his predecessor, Governor Jim Doyle, very harshly for dipping into the transportation fund to fund some things like education programs, and so he's gone on record saying that the transportation fund should be sort of sealed off and you shouldn't be able to dip into it. He, on the other hand, has done exactly the opposite. He's gone into the general fund that goes to pay for things like education and many other state programs to supplement the transportation fund, and has moved money over from the general fund into the transportation fund, which was supposed to be solely funded by things like gas taxes and user fees for transportation programs. So he's done exactly the opposite of what Governor Doyle has done, and of course has gotten an awful lot of campaign support from interests that want to have the transportation fund sealed off and protected from any kind of action that might be taken to use those funds for other purposes.
Does passing this proposed amendment solve the problem of funding major highways and other transportation projects in the state?
Oh, not at all. I mean, obviously, to be able to fund transportation programs, you not only have to try to gain some control over the rise in costs of these programs, but then you have to figure out a way to pay for what you do want to, the projects that you do want to go forward. Either the gas tax has to go up or various user fees have to go up. If those transportation costs continue to rise, if the projects that these industries want to see go forward are going to be paid for, you somehow have to raise some tax revenue, and it doesn't seem to be a commitment yet as to raising the gas tax or making these user fees rise. So those questions are still to be answered, but obviously these industries at least want to prevent any other kind of use of any of these transportation funds, and they want to go to the extreme of actually building that protection into the state constitution, which is a highly unusual step.
Well, thanks for your comments, Mike. To read more about this proposed constitutional amendment, the special interests that back it, and the legislators who have accepted the most campaign contributions from those interests, check out the January 23rd report on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.